But I'm a creep. A creep. A creep? A creep. A creep. Okay. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I am creep. Oh, okay, you got the idea. Hello, today is February the 3rd. It's after the Palindrome Day. is everything repeats three times a day, actually. Yes, it has been interesting months. Doing a lot of things, I'm sure you are too. Still here in Austin, Texas, the weather is like 81 Fahrenheit. This is pleasant and we're all gonna die, so whatever. Let's see. What am I going to talk about? I have no idea. Just a lot of things are happening. I'm trying to do some student film thing. I'm not a student, nor am I filming. I'm just trying to be an extra or something like that. Because it is a wonderful idea to learn how to appear human. I know it's kind of it ties in with that song, right? I'm a creep. It's like, man, I look at people and people are freaking out. I have no idea what they're feeling. I mean, am I a freaking vulture? Vulture. You know, the flying, like, scavenging birds. I don't know. I mean, I just try to be not be scary to people. I think trying to act is an excellent and obvious solution. But since then, it is very deep. It's as deep as everyday life or as shallow. Anyway, what I'm talking about. Okay, so still doing writing and a little bit acting is maybe getting serious. Please don't tell my companion. Even though he knows I'm going sideways. He's seeing it coming and he's like, I don't know why I married this bitch. It's okay. I mean, because I probably don't mind he calling me a bitch or something like that. Anyway, what else update? Trying to make time to write and all these crazy projects in my head. Oh, and last night I dreamt I somehow gathered together $3 million and I was so ecstatic. It's like, yes, I can retire and do all the things I'm doing right now. Isn't that wonderful? Because I read again that in order to retire, you have to have $3 million. It's all about money. Yeah. Gosh. And coronavirus is, you know, I have been trying to restrict how many glasses of wine and how many cans of beer I can drink every and each night. So whenever I heard coronavirus is a fucking, it's like, come on, refreshing, amber, glassy, chilled. It just gave me the image of a really good freaking beer. And I was like, can't you just call it something else, not a beer name, please? I know it's tragic and everybody's up in arms, even though flu is more deadly. But that name is just so catchy. It's alluring and deadly. That's how life is and how alcohol is. And what else? Oh God. I don't know. My companion asking, am I living my best life? And I was like, compared to what? This is the only life I know. I just know that I'm doing God knows what. And I just follow the invisible thread. Yes, invisible thread. Again, three times a day. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm doing way too many things. But then everybody has three or four jobs and two kids and three dogs. So I think that's normal. But for me, it's kind of weirdly foreign because I was kind of laid back and all zen and don't give a shit kind of girl. But now I'm exploring my sexuality, my individuality, my emotional security or insecurity, my divinity. Okay, stop. All right, so yeah, I don't know how you guys are doing and why are you listening to this? I have no idea. I just like to hear myself, I guess. Not really. I hate my freaking image and my voice, but I figured if I pave that freaking WordPress, then I should just give them the full frontal shit, right? Okay, never mind. Okay, so I'm thinking about doing another stand-up, but the thing is, there's so many people doing stand-up, you're not guaranteed a spot, even though you're going there humiliating yourself, your family, and your ancestors, and there's no pay, and you just get there super, you know, in the freaking middle of the night. And there's like 50 other people doing the same freaking thing. it's a strange and wonderful time, I think, yeah. Okay, so now talking about jokes. A quick one I thought about while I was having my period. Haven't written an article about that yet. It's in my head, like every other dirty little thoughts. So the joke is, so what's so good about being a woman in period in Texas? Well, you have good source of fresh beef and the lack of access to abortion clinics. Yay. Okay, so that's kind of cheap shot. Cheap, yeah. Nothing's cheap. Another one is, I guess, I watched the other stand-up comedian, I think, on Netflix. I forgot his name. Sorry, Chen. So he was talking about how, you know, instead of Happy New Year, Chinese people, they are doing 恭喜发财 in Mandarin, which means, I hope you have money. This genius. I mean, why didn't I think of that? But that's not exactly true. Where I came from back then, 20 years ago, they're still saying 新年快乐, which is Happy New Year. The same thing as Happy New Year. But the other thing I thought of that can be funny, maybe, is, you know, how Americans or, you know, European country, they one, two friends, they meet up and they look into each other's eyes, they hug each other, and then they say, How are you? I mean, I haven't thought about it, but coming from China, that's a very intrusive thing to say. How are you? 你还好吗? It's almost like you're concerned that something's wrong in their lives. You know, in China, we Chinese, we go indirect. We're not that direct when I say, how are you? We don't say that. We say, did you eat food? Or we say, how's that neighbor thing you're doing? Or how's the party treating you? No, that's too intimate also. So basically you're just saying something, a third party that's neutral, and see where that goes. And I would assume, I didn't try, but I would assume if you really say, how are you? In Chinese, 你好吗? In Chinese, in China, people will just start bawling and crying because That is such a, oh man, that's such a, you know, nobody asks other people how they're doing because they know how they're doing. They know exactly what kind of pressure they're under because everybody's feeling it. There are billions of people. They have one kid, four parents, and they are trying to find a way to get more money to support themselves and their family. And if you say, how are you? They'll say, oh my God, I cannot afford my son's or daughter's next year's tuition. And my parents are getting sicker. And with the pension is running out. And I don't know what we do. We're going to kill ourselves. That's how it's going to turn out. So there's an inside thing. If you're going to China, well, you'll be forgiven if you're looking, obviously, foreigner. But don't ask, how are you? Just say that, have you eaten? say hi to your child. Say something neutral, okay? Don't say, how are you? That's too much. Okay, well, I will have to stop crying and laughing at the same time. It is Monday, is it? Yet. Yes, it's Monday, somehow my Sunday, and I will shut up now because I probably don't make sense anymore. Ciao!